The brain processes lots of information, and it does it very quickly. And it's wired that way. That's all human beings. It's a matter of evolution. And thinking uses a lot of energy, and we don't have the time to think through every single solitary little step of every single thing that we do and every decision that we make during the day. The brain is highly efficient, but it's often wrong. Humans, we all think we're all fantastic at some point, but sometimes our gut instincts aren't correct. And we also conveniently forget when we are wrong. Implicit bias, we are triggered a lot of times by making rapid mental associations between people, ideas, objects, and attitudes. And it creates stereotypes about people, things, objects, and attitudes. The brain just has to work faster than we are able to consciously participate. And I'm gonna give you a couple of examples of that. When you are driving, you have to make a decision on when you're going to turn left. You do not say to yourself, self, I'm going to be turning left in about 200 feet. I am now going to reach for the light, and I'm going to turn on my turning signal. And then I'm going to gently move over into the left lane while looking into that whole part. You have made literally 100 decisions. Just to turn left. Now, you did that, not the lady who hit me last Thursday while I was trying to go to Walgreens to get my mom a prescription. That is a true story. Literally, it has not, a short few days ago, a woman just pulled in my lane, just got over, like I'm not there. I'm going to Walgreens to pick up my mother's, I'll take care of my 86-year-old mother. I don't know about you, but about 10 years ago, I would go to happy hour, but today I go to Walgreens. All my friends are at Walgreens. I think I'm dating my pharmacist. I really do. And I told my mother if she was in a nursing home, I wouldn't have these problems. She did not find that as amusing as you just did, let me just say, but she can't say too much because I am the beneficiary. That power of attorney wields a lot of power, let me just tell you. She knows she's going to Shady Pines if she make me too mad. But the brain also, and if you're married, if you have a significant other, which I've had several, the brain works differently or even quicker for lawyers. The lawyer brain is the strangest brain there is. And I'm going to tell you why. When we go through kindergarten, through college, we are taught by educators, people who went to school to learn how to teach. They get teacher certification, and they're all taught to teach pretty much the same way. And as we learn from kindergarten through college, we have synapses and neural pathways that are being created. So that is how our brain learns to learn. That's just the way it is. But then we go to law school. And then we are educated by people who, one, were probably on law review and have poor interpersonal skills. That's why they couldn't get a job. Lover. There's that. Or there are people who used to practice law, failed miserably, and got a job teaching at a law school. We very rarely have geniuses like Judge Hale who come to SMU and enlighten minds in a way that they can actually understand the law. We are taught to issue spot very quickly. And you're going to recognize this when somebody is talking to you, and I don't care what they're talking about. Your brain is moving way further ahead than they are. You have already you've already determined how you want to respond, if you want to respond, if this is a problem you want to solve, or you are evaluating whether or not they are even being honest. I'm telling you, and it's everything. My former fiancé, at least one of them, I have three. And if you know of any gentlemen that want to join that particular club, I am taking applications. he would ask me, "You have a busy day today?" That seems like a very innocuous question. And I could have just said yes or no, but my brain is trying to figure out, why are you asking me this question? What difference does it make if my day is busy? Is it something that you want me to do? Do you want me to pick up your dry cleaning? Do you want me to go by your mother's house? What do you want me to do? That is how our brain works. Our spouse is telling us what happened at their job today. You know, my supervisor came in and she said such and such and such and such. And I told her I had to go so and so, so and so. And I did this. We are in our brains already deciding how we can assist our spouse or significant other to respond to that inquiry because we issue spots. So you are going to, and this is just an extra tip I'm giving you now, is you need to practice how to respond like a social worker, not a lawyer. I'm a recovering social worker. I was a licensed social worker for 14 years. You have to practice this, though, because it's unnatural to you if you are now a lawyer. So you have to practice nodding caringly